Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So to that red warning first, it's in place for the entire country, as I say. It begins tonight. It continues in some parts until tomorrow afternoon. All educational facilities will be closed. Public transport won't operate. There's a warning that power supplies will be disrupted. Let's get the latest now from Met Éireann with forecaster Aoife Keighley. Aoife, good morning to you. Thank you for being with us. We know this is a very significant weather event. Aoife, a red warning means a danger to life. What is the latest on this? Because I know the picture is changing and you're monitoring it all the time. So what are you seeing this morning?
Yeah, so at the moment it looks like the storm is going to track past the country through tonight and tomorrow, and of course that's going to bring very strong winds nationwide. So we are going to see winds from midnight onwards. We're going to see that status orange wind warning come into effect, and then as you said, there is a red warning in place across the entire country for varying times, but essentially that does mean that through much of tomorrow, and especially in the early hours of tomorrow morning and even into tomorrow afternoon, nationwide there will be gale to storm force southerly winds with extreme damaging and destructive gusts. So this is a very significant weather event, dangerous, and especially for anybody who is out and about. So you heard Keith Leonard say on the news there, shelter in place for the entirety of the red warning. The other thing to note, though, is even after the lapse of the red warning in different areas, the orange warning stays in place until 1600. And that's because the winds still stay very strong across the country, and there will be further damaging gusts. So even once the red warning has run out, conditions will still be dangerous out there. There will still be impacts from the red warning, trees down, power outages and so on. And there may be further impacts from the orange warning as well.
So you said there that the winds start to whip up from midnight. It starts on the west coast and then comes right across. So when are you expecting to see the strongest winds hitting the west and then moving in across the rest of the country?
So the strongest will start from about 2 a.m. onwards along, we'll say, southwest and west coasts. And then we'll see it gradually spread in across the country. So the details for each warning for specific areas can be found on met.ie, and I would suggest everybody does make themselves familiar with the warnings in place for their own specific areas and the possible impacts. But really through most of, we say, the later half of tonight and tomorrow morning, most areas are going to see those extremely strong winds, especially along western coasts, so very dangerous near coasts as well.
But we shouldn't be comfortable with the fact, if you're not in the west coast area and you think to yourself, well, it's only the west. It's not, is it? It's right across the country that this is going to be very dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. So it's spreading nationwide, which is why that nationwide red warning is in place. So while there will be those dangerous conditions on all coasts, not just on the west coast, on all coasts, even inland areas will see impacts from these extremely damaging gusts and the very strong winds.
Are you expecting this picture to change at all as we move through the next number of hours?
Well, it will be monitored. There's a good degree of certainty in the general picture. So we would expect to see these very strong winds. We're not likely to see a downgrade in this. So the main thing is that people are well prepared for this event, take whatever actions are necessary, and be aware of the impacts that they might expect in their specific area. And as we said before, you know, stay indoors, shelter in place, and avoid all unnecessary travel for the duration of the event.
Okay, so then once the storm moves through and we're out of the red warnings, and as you said, those red warnings expire at various times and people need to check that on the Met Éireann website, what happens then? Is the weather still, we'll still have an orange warning, of course, after that, won't we?
Yes, so there is still an orange warning in place. That's until 4 p.m. tomorrow for the entire country. So still very windy, even after that initial, the initial extremely windy conditions. And even as the storm moves away, so for the northwest, for Donegal, there is a yellow wind warning still in place from 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. And that's because the storm does gradually move away, but it stays quite windy up there in Donegal still. And given the preceding conditions, given the amount of damage that is likely to come from Storm Éowyn, those yellow level winds could have further impacts. So it really won't be until Friday night that we see the winds calm down enough for things to really feel like an improvement. So by Friday night, Saturday, we'll see some calmer conditions for a time.
All right. Well, we'll have plenty of updates here on what's happening in response to this red warning over the course of the morning. Aoife, thank you very much for being with us. Aoife Keighley there from Met Air.